Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Banned network in the world.
Okay. Smoking gun documents have come out that the FDA knew that the Pfizer shot was causing myocarditis and heart attacks at a very high level and suppressed it. They've all got to be arrested now. And if they aren't arrested soon, we'll have to go to citizen's arrest because it's on us. We're now coming after the children. We've got that. We've got the lawyer involved with the documents coming out, joining us at the bottom of the hour. We have the huge developments in New Jersey and Virginia. The Democrats are trying to steal it, despite a landslide there in New Jersey. Too big a landslide for them to steal it in Virginia. That's all coming up. The FBI got caught suppressing information on Rittenhouse that showed that he was being shot at. They have the footage. That's coming out. Just unbelievable behavior. But here's a key report by the great Greg Reese dealing with knowing your enemy.
Enemy, one that is antagonistic to another, something harmful or deadly. For those with eyes to see, humanity is currently under attack by an antagonistic and deadly foe, an enemy that must hide in the shadows to survive. But there is always a money trail, and money is their only real power. So to find the real enemy, we must follow the money. In the documentary Monopoly, Who Owns the World, Tim Gielen does an excellent job of doing this. While there appears to be hundreds of independent companies producing food, they are practically all owned by the same small group of companies. These companies are controlled by their top shareholders. Financial institutions such as Berkshire Hathaway, Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street. This is also who owns Silicon Valley, big tech, the airline industry, the steel industry, agriculture, the textile and clothing industry, both the oil and solar panel industry, tobacco, alcohol, pharmaceutical, electronics, and banking. Just about everything in today's modern world is owned and controlled by these same financial institutions, who are also invested in each other, forming a pyramid of financial power topped by BlackRock and Vanguard. BlackRock loans money to the Federal Reserve Bank, advises them, and developed their software system. BlackRock itself is owned by Vanguard, and Vanguard, sitting on top of the world pyramid, keeps its shareholders private. But we know that the majority of wealth has been accumulated by inheritance and monopoly, and the same few families have owned most of the world for generations. Families such as Rothschild, Rockefeller, DuPont, Morgan, and Bush. Operating through nonprofit foundations, these unelected families are able to rule over the world like kings. This is the way it has always been, whether it be via pharaoh, royalty, papal supremacy, dictator, or investment banker. Mankind has always been managed by the rich and powerful. Freedom is a dream yet to be fully realized in this world. After the American Revolution, our forefathers gave us the tools to realize this dream of self-governance in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Tools that will be stripped away unless mankind decides to stand and face their enemy.
Here we need a vast military-style campaign to marshal the strength of the global private sector. With trillions at its disposal, far beyond global GDP, and with the greatest respect, beyond even the governments of the world's leaders, it offers the only real prospect of achieving fundamental economic transition.
For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
We'll be right back.
strap yourselves in. They are now directly declaring war on the children, and we have the internal FDA documents and admissions that they know it killed children.
It comes at the end of October every year and only runs for 2 weeks. It's what I call the Black Friday Comes Early Super Blowout Sale. With store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling products. Brain Force Plus, sold out for almost 8 months, back in stock, 50% off. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, it's even better than the last formula with chaga mushrooms and turmeric and just everything. It's so good. It's now available again, 20% off. Ultra 12, 60% off. Alpha Power, 40% off. Knockout, 50% off. Living Defense, 50% off. Pure Turmeric Extract Bodies, 40% off. Activated Charcoal Toothpaste and Mouthwash, 50% off. And it goes on and on and on. Storable Foods, 10% off. Last time of the year that deal's happening. It's all available now at InfoWarsStore.com. The Black Friday sale comes early. It's going right now for the next 2 weeks, and it supports the InfoWar. Take action now and get prepared.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Oh, baby, I'm gonna teach you what love's all about tonight. Trust me, honey, everything's gonna be alright.
I have an incredible conviction on my heart, on my mind, on my soul, deep down inside. I'm gonna have to take action, and that means political, that means nonviolent, but that means civil disobedience. And then if they try to physically attack us and kill us and put us in prison, I don't know what we do, because we cannot let them sit there and attack our children and attack our little babies like this. It's just incredible. You know, I'm not an enemy of the U.S. Army or the U.S. Air Force, the Marines or the Navy. I'm not an enemy of the Coast Guard. I'm not an enemy of the FBI. I'm not an enemy of the local police department. I'm not an enemy of the Catholic Church. I'm not an enemy of the Muslims. I'm not an enemy of Billy Graham Jr. But I am an enemy of evil people and institutions that are in control of most organizations. And I cannot sit here and watch them commit these crimes against humanity and live with myself. So I know things are bad. Hell, Alex Jones, you would say, is quite the pessimist. It's actually the opposite. I'm an optimist. I believe we can beat this tyranny. But when I see things come out that are now confirmed that the FBI had HD footage, of course they were surveilling everybody that day, and drone footage with infrared, FLIR footage, of Kyle Rittenhouse being shot at repeatedly before he defended himself. They didn't just have guns in their hands waving them at him. They were chasing him and shooting at him while they were burning down buildings. And they all had rap sheets as long as my arm. And the FBI sat on bombshell footage from Kyle Rittenhouse shooting that he was being shot at and retreating. Because the one crime in the New World Order is defending yourself from the criminal state and its minions like Antifa, a pack of pedophiles and others that were chasing him down the street. I mean, of course, the first guy he shot was a convicted child rapist who kidnapped and raped, what was it, a 7-year-old boy? Repeatedly? And then the rap sheets just continue from there. Scum of the earth. Kyle Rittenhouse did a better job than most trained police officers would have in that situation. That's why he's got to be punished. Because goodness has to be punished. Now, I got a lot of huge news today. Once you hear this news, you'll think, well, why is the Rittenhouse story the first thing you talked about? Well, you can hear the thunder. You can feel the rumble across the world of God's anger. Because powerful private central banks have created unlimited currency for themselves, and they've used that to basically buy off almost everyone. And so even people that aren't involved in the burning down buildings or the raping of children or the medical testing on newborn babies while they're still alive
They're not physically doing it themselves, but they know what's going on, and they're protecting that system. And they've made themselves the bad guys. Now, that doesn't mean that the entire FBI headquarters is their enemy. It doesn't mean they're all evil men and women inside there. But the people running it are bad. And you can count that it's a bad institution. You can believe that it's evil and lies and fights for the forces of darkness. When it counts. And that's sad because we need good federal law enforcement. And there are still some good people there. Hell, most Secret Service or FBI or federal marshals I run into are big listeners and say, hey, we're all awake. It's the higher ups. I know that. But it's always the key people that are always at the key spots, isn't it? Like Kenosha or Oklahoma City or January 6th or the plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer that was run by the FBI. I mean, it's the same damn story. I mean, the feds, the Southern Poverty Law Center connected type groups have packs of white supremacists running around in the state of Texas threatening me while they run around telling the public they work for me. And then while they're out burning giant swastikas for YouTube, connecting my name to it, the local synagogue gets firebombed. I mean, that's the level I'm at. And you know what? I count the fact that I'm going to face the globalist armies. And on the left, it's Antifa. On the right, it's the Nazis. They both work for the feds. It's come out that almost every white supremacist group is led by the feds. And any militia group that's not engaged in constitutional behavior, turns out, it's led by the feds in almost every case. I mean, the FBI and ATF has such an evil record of leading bad organizations. It's downright shameful. More importantly than that, it's damn right got to stop. Now, I got a bunch of big guests for you today. And I'm just, like I said, going to shoot you straight on this. I started reading this yesterday afternoon, and then story after story broke from documents that I'm somebody that sleeps pretty good. I went to bed early last night, about 10 p.m., but I woke up about 3 a.m. and couldn't go back to sleep because of this. Because I had a responsibility, even though I don't want to read this, because I know it means I'm going to have to take action against it. But I wanted to read every bit of it, just to make sure it was entirely accurate. And in the process of doing 3 hours of research from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. before my youngest daughter woke up and I made her breakfast early and we hung out and read books at the breakfast table, I discovered a whole bunch of other out-in-the-open pure evil that's just hiding in plain view. And by discover, just on InfoWars and searching around and reading articles and hell, even going to the Drudge Report, just had a bunch of it in our face. So let me tell you what I'm going to be covering here today, okay? Because it's not just the FBI covering up that they were trying to kill Kyle Rittenhouse and chasing him with guns shooting at him. It's not just stuff like that. It's the whole FDA and the whole government coming after our children with something designed to ruin their lives. And you can say, well, I mean, look at the FDA and CDC boards. A whole bunch of them resigned. Yeah, for 4 months, last time I counted, over 100 board members have resigned out of those two agencies, including the two head people over vaccines. One had been there 30 years, other been there 15. The number one and number two people. And they said, you shouldn't give boosters. This vaccine doesn't work. And you shouldn't give it to under 16s. This is crossing a Rubicon to go after children. They don't have free will to sign on to something. You know, adults can take fentanyl. Adults can blow their brains out. Adults can decide to have sex with a bunch of people without protection. You know, adults can decide to destroy themselves. You have free will. But children aren't of the age. And every culture agrees with that. And it's all on us if we don't stop this. So let me tell you what the new news is. And each one of these I could do a whole four-hour show on, but we don't have the time to do that, but we're going to try. FDA knew about numerous adverse events for children related to Pfizer vaccine, approved it anyways, and covered up illnesses, including deaths. And I told you with Robert Barnes 3 weeks ago on air that it was going to break in Texas in a few weeks, and I told you I thought it would break on Monday. Instead, it broke on Tuesday, and now Barnes, who's involved in the case, that's actually his client, is going to be coming on the show bottom of the hour in about 15 minutes. So there's that giant area of the trials that took place in multiple states, but heavily in Texas and Illinois. We got the numbers for you. Let's move on from that. Science Horror, this is even bigger. This is a major prestigious medical journal. Did an in-depth study. Vaccine spike protein inner cell nucleus suppresses DNA repair engine, will unleash explosion in cancer, immunodeficiency, autoimmune disorders, and accelerated aging. And this is 100% confirmed in the study that it doesn't just alter your DNA, it irrevocably sabotages it and either will kill the cell when it becomes time to replicate or will cause cancer. It's all right here. This is just, we can just stop the presses here. We've got that whole study for you. And then meanwhile, we got something even worse when we come back. Okay, it's even worse. We have this from the NIH's own website. That upwards of 50%+ of children will die when they develop myocarditis. 56% will die within a few years. Stay with us.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Let me go over those numbers again. That's probably a shocking number you heard me lay out there. Up to 56% of children that develop myocarditis will die of it. I'm going to read you from the NIH on website, and now we're learning that a large percentage of children in the trials got myocarditis, and some even had heart attacks. And there were deaths, but they're trying to now spin it and say, oh, it was unrelated. Because they're not looking for death. They just say that's not part of it because I guess you can't die from it. Of course you do. And how many soccer players are you seeing that took the shot that have now had heart attacks? Another one yesterday. There was one the day before that. Top stars in Europe both took the Pfizer shot. One of them had a heart attack. The other, myocarditis. Here it is. FDA knew about numerous adverse events for children related to Pfizer vaccine, approved it anyway. We're going to be getting to that with Bob Barnes next segment. Now here's the really big one that I'm going to cover at the start of the next hour. Science horror. And I went and read the whole study and checked it, and it feeds into all the research we have already. I wish this wasn't true. I don't like being vindicated like this. This is worse than I thought. Vaccine spike protein enters cells nuclei, suppresses DNA repair engine, will unleash explosion of cancer, immunodeficiency, autoimmune disorders, and accelerated aging. And in fact, guys, I forgot to tell you, print me the study that's linked in there. I saw you put it on screen. Print it for me. Thank you. From a very prestigious journal. That story's on InfoWars.com. Mental News broke it. FDA approved first oral blood thinning medication for children ahead of vaccine rollout for ages 5 to 11. Because now these silver billboards everywhere on buses and side of the road saying, hey, children having heart attacks and strokes is totally normal. Get used to it. It's the new normal. Now here's the big giant enchilada. And, you know, just as I read this on Dr. Gina's website, respected person, I don't just go with it. I went to the NIH website, and sure as hell it was there. I'm going to show it to you. If a five-year-old develops mild myocarditis, there is a 50-50 chance they won't live to see their 15th birthday. This is what we're doing to our children for political statement. Well, it's a little bit more than that. And let me read to you now from the NIH website. Non-fulminant active myocarditis has a mortality rate of 25% to 56% within 3 to 10 years, owing to progressive heart failure and sudden cardiac death. Well, that's not very fun. And would you like me to continue? Because I got stuff just as bad as this. We talked the whole show about that. And how in the CDC and FDA's own document, in October of last year, they said we predict myocarditis at high levels. Yeah, now they're reporting 86% in the studies had a bad effect, and they suppressed it. That's in the documents. Wow, 86% of children. Remember Bill Gates? 17 months ago was on NBC News. We probably played it 30 times. So people got sick of it. We got complaints. Yeah, try to find it. Bill Gates, hell, Joe Rogan put it on his Instagram. You can find it there from last October. 80% of those that took Pfizer shot or those that took COVID-vax was the headline, had serious side effects or serious reaction. And then they said, that's not true when Jones said that on Rogan. So Rogan just put out the actual clip of it that I'd actually provided on the show that they played. Didn't matter we played it on the show. People said, oh, it's not true. And there it is. Oh, look, 4.5 million views till they killed the spread of it. I was at dinner with Joe a few weeks ago. He put out another Instagram. It got 1 million views in 10 minutes. 2 million by the end of dinner, and then they just froze it where you couldn't, the number didn't go up. People were still watching it. They just didn't want, you know, 100, 200 million on the link. Just like they've got internal numbers on my one particular interview with Joe, episode 1255. Or was it 2005? I forget the exact number. It had over 80 million views just on the actual show, not the 30 million views they claim. That's what scares them. Anyways, I'm salivating over being able to reach the public and warn them. Let's continue. Icelandic soccer player, 28, requires resuscitation after heart stops mid-game. But you know what? And it turns out, of course, he took the shot. Let's go ahead, though, and go back to that Instagram you guys found so quickly. Great job. I don't know how you did that in 15 seconds. With the 4.5 million views. So we can give people the headlines. They can go to Joe Rogan's Instagram and look at it and share it for yourselves. I forget the exact headline. That's what I think about Instagram. What's the headline on it? He says, I knew people were going to criticize the content of the podcast without even listening to it, and I was right. That's why I fact-checked every single crazy thing he said, and all of them were verified. People have said he spreads anti-COVID vaccine conspiracy theories because he said 80% of people who were given one of the vaccines got sick. Here's the video of Bill Gates admitting it himself. Now, I'm not anti-vaccine, and it goes on. So there it is, and there's the clip. And now, ooh, what did the FDA suppress? Ooh, 86% of the children had adverse effects. And then now the head of the FDA, the head of the CDC, head of the CDC, correction, she was on TV again saying, it's totally safe and 96% effective. They now admit that it's not 96% effective, that it's down to below 30% within a few months with just the Pfizer alone. Same thing with the other vaccines that aren't vaccines, and that there are all these horrible problems. And she just sits there and lies because we're genetically meant to see a middle-aged woman and trust them. Because on average, middle-aged women commit about 2% of the crime. Men ages 15 to 60 commit almost all the violent crime and other things like that. But see, the globalists have recruited women now to commit crime, so those numbers have changed even in the statistics. You can look them up. Women are murdering, killing, lying, stealing, everything now. Way worse than they used to. And this woman is paid millions of dollars. She's a former big pharma executive. And she'll sit up there in a cute little blue dress like she's Jackie Kennedy. And, oh, it's just so good for our little pumpkins. Nobody ever had a problem. It totally protects you from the shots. So you get your little sweeties all dressed up and take them right down there to the clinic. Now, your doctor won't give it to you for some reason just because he doesn't have liability protection, but the big pharma does. You just drop by Walmart or CVS or Walgreens and roll up the little sleevey weevy, and it'll be off to see Jesus in a jiffy.
I mean, it's just, I sat there and watched that this morning, and my heart actually grew very cold towards that woman. Not hatred. I was like, how dare you do this, and how dare I not fight harder? We just can't let them do this. And see, that's the Hobson's choice. That's the catch 22. That's the no-win situation. They want an uprising. They want physical violence. And then if we don't stop them, they're just going to continue to kill the children right in front of us. All I can say is Johnny Cash is right. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, God's going to cut you down. We're going to get into the actual evidence when we come back. Stay with us.
Ultimate Bone Broth is back and better than ever, and 20% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points for our new sale. After years of being off the shelves, we're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas ever, and it's now been reformulated as even stronger. It's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. It's got concentrated high quality chicken broth protein, turmeric root that's so amazing, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder, and then it's got added magnesium and potassium for electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. It even tastes better than the last formula, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Again, it has that cutting-edge chicken broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. You're going to love this, and what it does for your joints, what it does for your body, what it does for your bones is simply amazing, and it helps fund the InfoWar. This is really the best bone broth out there, so get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Outside while this song plays.
Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Certainly gives it a little more ambiance, doesn't it?
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
All right, Robert Barnes rarely flakes out on the show unless he has some emergency come up. And I know he's up there working on the Kyle Rittenhouse case, so knowing him will probably pop in the next 5 minutes or so. But we've got the news now, and I'm able to talk about it, so it's just interesting to have the lawyer on the case with us. He told me over a month ago that he was here in Texas working on court cases behind the scenes, filing things that they had whistleblowers that worked on the trials, and they were going out and getting witnesses and the actual victims as part of what's going on behind the scenes. And now it's come out. Falsified data. Pfizer vaccine trial had major flaws, whistleblower tells peer-reviewed journal. So we've got the rest of the story about that. FDA knew about numerous adverse events for children related to Pfizer vaccines. And as I showed you earlier on screen, 86% had adverse reactions, and it was covered up in the last year. So think about that. They knew before they ever did the trials, because remember, they skipped main trials and then did trials during it for children. They already had trials they'd done and found 80-plus percent had adverse reactions. And then they did it with children and found 86%, a similar number, and then suppressed that. It's absolutely incredible. So I'm going to get into that study and more here in just a moment. But first, I want to play a very important piece of information from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., making a desperate plea for the world to resist the tyranny being implemented in the name of COVID and warning that we are now in Nazi territory. And that's not an exaggeration. That's why they're busy calling milquetoast Republicans Nazis and calling anybody that wants to control the borders Nazis. Or you don't want to give $500,000 to people separated from their parents at the border for even 5 minutes money, you're a Nazi. While we've got real Nazi stuff here, total Nuremberg violation, stuff they know is poisonous, stuff they know is causing irrevocable damage, and they're doing it on purpose. So I don't think we're in Nazi territory. We're in the Nazi capital here, folks. We're in Nazi land. And quite frankly, it's being done on a larger scale, so we're beyond the Nazis here. Because they're going after everybody. The Nazis only went after certain groups, and that was bad. This is just depopulation on a mass scale. It's psychotic. And here is a Robert Kennedy Jr.
My father told me when I was a child, people in authority lie. And we all, if we are going to continue to live in a democracy, we need to understand that people in authority lie. People in authority will abuse every power that we relinquish to them. And right now, we are giving them the power to micromanage every bit of our lives 24 hours a day. They're going to know where we are. They're going to know the money that we spend. They're going to have access to our children. They're going to have the right to compel unwanted medical interventions on us. We, you know, the Nazis did that in the camps in World War II. They tested vaccines on gypsies and Jews. And the world was so horrified after the war that we signed the Nuremberg Charter. And we all pledge when we do that, we would never again impose unwanted medical interventions on human beings without informed consent. And yet in 2 years, all of that conviction has suddenly disappeared. And people are walking around in masks where the science has not been explained to them. They are doing what they're told. They are these government agencies are orchestrating obedience. It is not democratic. It's not the product of democracy. It's the product of a pharmaceutical-driven biosecurity agenda that will enslave the entire human race and plunge us into a dystopian nightmare where the apocalyptical forces of ignorance and greed will be running our lives and ruining our children and destroying all the dreams and dignity that we hope to give to our children.
Orchestrating obedience, orchestrating mass suicide, orchestrating a symphony of Armageddon. Well, again, Robert Barnes was in Texas for several weeks and was available in studio. He wouldn't give me much of the details, but he said he was representing a whistleblower and what was involved. And then after the filings were made, he told me more in confidence. And I told you a couple weeks ago, I said in a couple weeks, you will see in the news the biggest news yet. Not taking any thunder away or lightning from the great folks at Project Veritas. They help spur other people to become public. But this is, on a scale of 1 to 10, Veritas having them admitting they're lying to the public, admitting the vaccines are dangerous, is like a 5. Having one of the research scientists involved and then being able to have lawyers then contact the victims, that's a 10. And if we don't do something about this and stop this now, it's just insane. It's like Owen Schroeder said yesterday when he was hosting the fourth hour. If this doesn't stop now, then we're all complicit. I mean, the things that are coming out now are just unbelievable. So Robert Barnes can now speak to a lot more than you even see in the news. With the exclusive, he'll be with us 15 minutes the next hour. And then the main researcher on Tucker Carlson's new three-part series, The Plot Against the People, Mr. Beatty, will be joining us, Darren Beatty, with huge breaking news on that front with The Plot Against the People coming up in the last 45 minutes of the next hour. Then I'll continue with all this news. But Robert, absolutely huge developments. I know you're also working, and you worked on jury selection and other things with the Rittenhouse case. We've got huge developments there. The FBI sitting on footage of Rittenhouse being shot at. Just incredible. You'll be able to obviously get to that as well. But wow, you've done a lot in and around vaccines and whistleblowers. But is it safe to say this is 10 times bigger than anything you've ever been involved in?
I mean, it's the biggest clinical trial whistleblower in the history of clinical trials involving major drugs. And it happens to involve the biggest drug ever distributed or produced in our modern age. I mean, what happened here is, you know, this is someone who comes in and does clinical auditing. So this is the person who makes sure the clinical testing is actually meeting scientific standard. And what she found was that it didn't meet any standard, least of all scientific standard. I mean, you're talking about walking into the clinical testing where they're not even using the right garbage bags to get rid of the needles because the needles are sticking out of the bag. Where you walk into the patient's records, you get a janitor could walk in and see people's medical records just still looking right there on the wall to look at who's got what diseases, who's got what medical problems. I mean, basic elementary mechanisms of safety and security were completely abandoned in these key critical COVID-19 clinical stage 3 testing of the COVID vaccine. And that doesn't even get to, of course, the severe scientific problems, which is that everything was unblinded. It wasn't blinded, which it needed to be, which they weren't measuring, making sure the temperatures were right on the vaccines to make them actually effective. They weren't taking baseline data to do blood samples and other blood pressure and other items to even know what the impact of the vaccine was. There was under the table payments being made to people. There were people coming in that were compromising the fundamental safety and efficacy measurements of the testing. Basically, it was an entire disaster and debacle. And here you had someone who last year, who is the person that comes in to make sure these tests are being done in a scientific, accurate way, see that it's not being done at all in that way, finds out the problem is systemic and systematic, reports it to the FDA, and what happens? She is summarily fired right out of the gate, just fired. And the FDA does no publicly known investigation. So it's deeply disturbing. If this kind of behavior was happening right in the open for someone to witness like she did, then that means we can have no confidence at all, no trust at all in any of the clinical testing that went on this COVID vaccine. Cannot trust any of the data, any of the information. It's the biggest whistleblower in the vaccine context in the history of vaccines.
Incredible. And we've got the lawyer that filed the case, Robert Barnes, right here with us. We're going to lay it all out on the other side. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sleeping, they came and took it all away. You know, we called this out 21, 22 months ago. We called the Wuhan lab, we called the Chimera virus, we called how they would try to bring the lockdowns back and how the vaccines wouldn't work and how they would demand booster shots. People say, how the hell did Jones know this? It's all over Twitter, like, Jones is a wizard. That's one of the quotes. They got a whole bunch of retweets. Jones is psychic. Well, all humans are psychic to a certain extent. No, the globalists put out stuff like Operation Lockstep, Event 201, Crimson Contagion. I mean, they tell you what they're going to do at a big corporate level like this under the guise of a tabletop exercise. And in the SPARS tabletop war game that they did a year and a half before they launched all this, they war game even how when it starts killing us, how they're going to spin that. And how they'll blame the unvaccinated. But then that won't be enough, so then they'll just start burning the government regulators and saying it was all an accident, but really it's designed to collapse Western society to, quote, bring in the Great Reset. That's what Prince Charles said. We need military action to end the industrialized world. Feudalism for us. He's not talking about himself. This is a declaration of war. They want to ruin things. They want to make the police and firefighters and military quit. They want Cloward and Piven. They want the teachers to quit. They want the factories to shut down. They want the truck drivers to quit. Because they know they can get the corporations to follow orders with Biden's illegal mandate and everything falls apart. Robert Barnes is our guest. All I can tell you is the supply chain breakdowns, everything that's happening. I would get your Christmas shopping done now. Even mainline studies say that 10% of packages aren't getting delivered right. If we have a problem, we reship it to you. A lot of other folks don't. They're talking about 25, 30% of packages by Christmas not getting delivered. It's the design breakdown of society, and then only the big global corporations like Amazon, who've prepared for this and who are involved in this, can continue to get everything out. You see how they are taking over? It's a monopoly. So shop with your mom and pops, shop with InfoWars, because that's how you keep the First Amendment on the air, and that's how millions of people get to hear the full story from the lawyer filing the case in Texas with the biggest whistleblower on medical malfeasance and corruption in studies ever, with the biggest so-called vaccine ever that's already made $65 billion for Pfizer, and that number just came out yesterday. Unbelievable. So, store-wide free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points for another 8-9 days. Got to end on the 14th, so I guess 10 days. And you've got Ultimate Bone Broth Formula. It's so good for your whole body immune system, with the chaga mushroom and the bee pollen, and it's got the turmeric and everything. It's just amazing. It's back in stock, discounted. We've got Brainforce Ultra, the clean, focused nootropic for your brain, so you don't get the jitters, don't have a come down, but just good, long, sustained energy. It's back in stock, 50% off. Ultra 12 back in stock. It's 60% off. Biggest sale of the year. I do your Christmas shopping now. That way the broadcast has the funding to operate, and that way you get the great products. I really appreciate all of your support. Every item we say we have in stock. A lot of folks are selling stuff they don't have in stock, and they sit there on your order now because things are breaking down. When we don't have something, it's sold out. We never take your money if it's sold out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. The P.O. Box is also on the website as well if you'd like to order via snail mail. All right, Barnes, start over, continue how huge this is. They're really trying to suppress this, but it's coming out even mainline news. COVID-19 researcher blows the whistle on data integrity issue in Pfizer's vaccine trials. That's a dry way of saying it. Major universities, you know, have headlines like that. But this is as fake as a $3 bill. Break it down for us.
Sure. So, I mean, this story is being reported and was vetted by the British Medical Journal. So you're talking about one of the premier medical publications in the world. Researched this, reviewed this, investigated this, talked to people that knew her, talked to other people that were aware of what was happening with these companies doing these clinical testing for the COVID-19 vaccine, and they confirmed every single disturbing aspect and attribute of this. They confirmed that what happened is, here you have a whistleblower, and the case that will be filed is for Children's Health Defense against the FDA related to emergency use authorized for this vaccine for little children. And that's what led her to come forward, because this is such a disturbing level of clinical failures. I mean, every measurement and mechanism for safety, for efficacy, for determining whether this vaccine works, whether this vaccine is dangerous, all of them were vitiated and violated in the critical stage 3 clinical testing. And she witnessed it firsthand. This is someone who has done over 50 clinical trial involvement over an extensive 2-decade career. And this is not someone that had any political motivation at all. This is someone who stepped in and simply was doing her job and was shocked at what she saw. The worst clinical stage environment she'd ever witnessed. Called it helter-skelter. That's what other witnesses who saw it described it as. I mean, they had severe adverse events taking place that were not even being reported or disclosed. They had baseline information that wasn't being kept. Specimen data wasn't being properly maintained. The vaccine wasn't even at the proper temperature. I mean, it's just an utter disaster what was taking place. You had complete chaos, a complete breakdown of all the basic elemental rules for measuring the safety and efficacy of a drug. You can have no confidence. And what they were doing when they didn't have adequate data, they were just falsifying the data. They were just fabricating the data. They were putting in false entries into the system that was going to be reported for purposes of FDA approval and authorization. So that's what's so terrifying here, is that the most critical mass-mandated drug in history went through the worst clinical testing scientifically imaginable. And the FDA knew about it a year ago. And as soon as she disclosed it to the FDA, these companies fire her and terminate her. So clearly, that means they weren't serious. So it's not just what happened in the clinical studies that she saw and that she heard about from other people participating. It's what does it say about Pfizer that when they found out they had a complete disaster on their hand, their reaction was not to correct, not to remedy, not to investigate, not to clarify. No, it was to fire and falsify. It was to defraud the American people. Because, I mean, there's billions of dollars being paid for these vaccines.
And Barnes, obviously, they've done all their secret studies in animals. They knew this was coming. You predicted that almost 2 years ago. But what do you make now in light of the FDA board member saying last week, famously, I'm going to vote for this to see what it does to the kids, admitting they're guinea pigs. But now we learn it's far worse than that. They all know about this. They all know they suppress the real data. The 86% had adverse reactions, including microcarditis. And up to 56% of those that get microcarditis at those young ages end up dying within 3 to 10 years. I mean, this is just unbelievable premeditation.
It's terrifying. I mean, so that's why this whistleblower is joining and filing a declaration in support of the suit we are about to bring on behalf of Children's Health Defense in the Western District of Texas against this emergency use authorization for young kids. They want to experiment on five-year-olds now. They're going to treat our own five-year-old kids as guinea pigs for this experiment by some of their own admissions by their own statement.
And let's go further. Total violation of the Nuremberg Code on its face. They have the FDA and the CDC head. The CDC head was on TV last night saying this is 96% effective and no side effects, no problems. We did studies. A complete 180 lie from reality.
Completely, because the studies aren't worth the paper they're printed on. The studies are a joke. The studies are a disgrace. That's what this whistleblower confirms from right inside the critical level clinical stage testing. There's no reliable data. They falsified data. They fabricated data. They just perjured themselves left and right to cover up the fact there is no basis to determine that there is any safety or any efficacy in any of these vaccines, least of all for minor children. And not only that, I mean, the FDA ignored data, which was a violation of their ethical and legal standards. They ignored the various contrarian information presented by a wide range of even governmental authorities, including the UK, as it relates to children. They ignored and they didn't even articulate what their standard was. They failed to articulate what is the standard for measuring the safety or efficacy of this vaccine. What is the standard for measuring the safety or efficacy as it relates to the virus and how dangerous the virus may be to this population group, which is to say it is less dangerous. This virus, COVID-19, including the variants, are less dangerous to children than the flu is. So why are we sticking an experimental drug in them when we have utterly unreliable data and data that has been proven now by the whistleblowers to not be scientifically valid data, scientifically trustworthy data?
Robert, all these top scientists, again, almost 2 years ago, warned this would happen. Now what they warned of happened was premeditated. Why would Big Pharma do something this psychotic and crazy and commit a crime this massive, and now we're going to have a bunch of dead and dying children, and they think they're going to be able to suppress it and normalize it? I mean, they've lost their minds.
It's all about immunity. It's the reason why there's no available approved vaccine. The only vaccine that's out there is these emergency use authorized ones because that has complete immunity. Once they get it on the kids list, then they have the same immunity as all the other drugs on the kids list. So they want complete immunity. And why do they want immunity? Because they know this drug isn't safe and effective in the way they're telling people it is. That's why.
And they want to get rid of the population. We'll be right back with Robert Barnes talking about where we go from here and a bunch of other news that ties into this. I got another prestigious study about what the spike protein does to your DNA.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.